day that makes you just want to bless him and praise him and tell him thank you? Has the word been imparted for you today? I don't believe God has said anything to anybody today because ain't nobody giving him praise right now, but I'm going to stand here and tell you, God is such a great God. He's an amazing God. He's an awesome God. He's a life-giving God. He's a healing God. Hallelujah. He's a God of deliverance. He's a God who is worthy to be praised. If you don't know, ask somebody that's standing up. They can tell you a story about some of the things that when they look back over their lives, they can't help but give God praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He can protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger. My God. My God. He's an awesome God. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. For those of you who are visiting with us online this morning, I ask that you prepare your elements for communion. If there's anyone in this room who has not received communion, please lift your hands up so that the ushers might serve you. Hallelujah. And as you are doing that, we're in our anniversary fast. And today's focus, thank you, Lord, is depending on God's wisdom. My Lord, the word of God has been given to you from the man of God. Depend on that wisdom that you're going to do more. You were built for more. You have a purpose. You have to protect your possessions. And you got to protect your praise. Don't stifle your praise. Protect your praise. Hallelujah. Protect your purpose. Know what God has designed you for and go do that. It's just one job. You can do it. You have the power. You have the strength. You have the... Depend on God's wisdom. Today's scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Depend on that wisdom. Depend on the wisdom given to you in this house today. It was not for you to sit here with it. Take it outside. Take it home. Glory to God. My Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else who has not been served? My God. As the officers join me here at the altar, I want you to know that there's still time. Our doors remain open. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant with my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. We will now have prayer over the bread and the cup.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for an awesome word on today, Lord God. Thank you for what you've done already today, Lord God. We thank you for 24 years in ministry, Father God, and that you continue to bless us throughout this one as we continue to celebrate, Father God, the great things that you have done in this ministry, Lord God. We pray for each and every one here on today, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us for our sins, Lord God. Father God, we just ask that your will continue to be done in all of our lives as we pray for this bread that represents your body, Father God, but taking the ultimate sacrifice, Father God, that we might all have a part in this life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We thank you today for this day. We give you honor. We give you praise. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness to the cross, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you stayed right there and you didn't come down. Thank you, Lord God, that you took every punishment, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the spear in the side, the crown of thorns on your head. Thank you, Lord God, for carrying the cross to Golgotha's hill. Thank you, Lord God, for the shedding of your blood. So we stand here, we sit here, Lord God, and we say thank you. And we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, God, individually and collectively, before we eat of this bread, drink this wine, that represents your precious blood. Thank you, Lord, because we know that your blood never loses its power. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us eat together. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us drink together. Our hearts are clear. Amen.
And give God another praise offering. We thank God for the visitation of his spirit even in this place today. Somebody say amen. No, you don't have to be sorry. What's going on? Rebaptized? All right. Well, come on, let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Y'all not praising him. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
When we're on one accord in one place at the same time and the Spirit shows up, some powerful things will happen. Somebody say amen. And so even as we prepare to go down from this place, it's still not too late for a mighty move of God in this house.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God. Monique, as you move further in your journey, in your spiritual journey.
Yes, God.
Do you still accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. With that confession.
Yes, God.
We are happy to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Glory to God.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the spirit that has moved across this room today,
yes,
God. We thank you for the assignments that have
Hallelujah.
Been put in people's lives today, God. We thank you for your word, Lord
your
God,
word,
that will accomplish what you have sent it out to do.
Thank you,
we
God.
See it, Lord God, in the spirit. We see us doing more in 2024.
Glory
we thank
God.
You, God, for believing hearts and willing spirits. It's in the name of Jesus that we expect a new thing in Monique's
yes,
life as she
God.
Is immersed in water.
Thank
it's
you,
in
God.
Jesus' name
Jesus.
We pray. Amen.
Amen. Come on, give God some more praise. That's right. Hallelujah.
Watch me over again.
Yes, God.
Watch me over again in thy precious blood. Wash me over again.
Come on, let's put our hands together again. I tell you, God is yet moving in this place today. And so, you know, those of you who have to go where you're going, go ahead and go. But it might be a couple more people that's just on the brink of maybe making a decision today or even perhaps rededicating their life. Listen, we don't want you to just leave here and then get outside and wish you had have rededicated your life or went ahead and acknowledged, you know, your call to ministry or your call to service. And so if that's you and you feel a need, the pastor is just burning in me and I don't want to continue to carry this another week and try to do this next Sunday. We want to encourage you to come today. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Yeah, there it is. Won't you come? All right. Don't do no sudden moves now. I thought you were coming. I'm watching. I can see in the periphery now. I'm watching now. All right. Well, let's prepare to go down from this place. We certainly miss Lady Kim, and we miss her presence in this place. And she's watching, and we know that you are going to be praying with her and praying for her as she recovers at home. And we will have Bible study on tomorrow night. So if the weather does come through as they have indicated tonight, you'll be able to enjoy Bible study on tomorrow. We'll be in Leviticus, the second chapter. And again, everybody can go ahead and stand even as I give these few announcements that Lady Kim sent over. Again, we want to thank all of you who attended the revival and your financial support as well as your spiritual support. And we want to continue to pray for each of those who came before us, Dr. Rush, Pastor Marquise, as well as Minister LaShawna Williams. Because I was telling some of the ministers in the back after Friday night, we have set a goal for winning souls at a larger number. And when you look at the attachments that we have through all of those ministries, it's not about everybody coming here to this place, but it's about being extensions of what God is doing where you are. Y'all follow me? We're talking about souls, lives that are going to be changed, and each of those ministries are doing an exceptional job. And they are connected to ATOP. And so that means that our vision is connected to them. Y'all follow me? And so I believe that we're going to continue to do great things. So Leviticus, the second chapter, tomorrow, the fast continues. We're in a 24-day fast. And so we hope and pray that you all will continue to abide by the calendar. We have fasting calendars that's in the foyer for you if you need one. And then, of course, we're excited to announce that we'll be gearing up for our after-school program again. Come on, let's give God praise. Minister Travis, are you going to be in the foyer for those who want to sign up? We had several people to sign up last week, but we want to go ahead and get as many volunteers as we possibly can. And then there's a table in the foyer as well if you need to run out and get some last-minute supplies before the inclement weather. The health ministry has an emergency kit of information that's available right outside. And so make sure you stop by there and pick up one of those informational handouts. And then don't forget Quince Nursing Home today at 2 o'clock p.m. And we received word right before this service that Brother Charles Reynolds was admitted to Baptist East Hospital. And so we want to keep him in our prayer. Somebody say amen. And we want to continue to lift up all of those who are going through it. It's certainly good to see all of you who are back after some illnesses or some rehabs that you've had. Well, let's have a word of prayer. God, we're extremely grateful for what you've done in this place. And we thank you, God, for you have created us to do more and to be more. We have been created for more. And so, God, help us not to take it lightly nor for granted what you have placed on the inside of us. Thank you for those who came and made their confessions of faith and willing to connect with us here at ATOP. And so we give you praise. And we know that the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. So now, God, we pray that you would keep us through this inclement weather and that you would protect us and you would watch over us until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Come on, give God some more praise. Find somebody, give them a warm embrace and tell them it was good to be in the house with you today. That's right.